772-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
And we thank God for grace. I said no more foolishness. No more, you know, squandering. No more playing around. Amen. Remember Ananias and Sapphira? It was critical mass then. It was crisis time then because the church was being birthed. And they were playing around, but they didn't play long. The Holy Spirit took them out right away. Amen? All right, so let me springboard off of this principle once again. We operate in a different set of laws. The laws of the kingdom. And the kingdom of God is the realm where God lives. Now understand something. The kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is within you. Amen. Let me give you some bullet points here. You know, we need to learn how to listen to the one within. Amen. Not just when we want to. Not every now and then, but learn. Train our inner ear to hear him, to feel his movements, his impressions, his unctions. He'll give us an unction. You won't know why you feel like you, but yet when you understand, you know it's Holy Spirit giving you an unction to do something. The kingdom of heaven is out there in the realms. We listen from within. The kingdom of God is within you. So when we begin to govern from within, see, that's the first realm. You got to conquer that fella. Amen. Amen. You got, look at somebody, tell me, you got to conquer you. You got to reign you in. It doesn't mean that we're perfect and flawless, but there's a difference between somebody that's disciplined, that's got some understanding, and somebody acting foolish all the time. Acting like a little child. See, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I thought as a child. I did as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Tell somebody, put away the childish stuff. We going to visit the president. Come on, we going to God's house. Listen, Jesus said it this way. He said, behold, I stand at the door. He stands on the in that realm. He says, I stand at the door and I knock. In other words, I'm knocking on the realm where you are. Anyone that will open to me, I'll come in. I and my Father, and we'll sup with them. We'll make our abode with them if they'll open the door for me. See, that's a wonderful thing. God seeks us out. Now we are in his kingdom. And the first command is to seek first the kingdom and God's righteousness. And let me say it this way. Seek out God's address. Where is God in this situation? What would Jesus do right here? Lord, I'm listening. Tell me, instruct me. Give me the unction. Give me the guidance. Instead of always doing it your way. Do it when you feel like it. Governed by just the natural law. I'm telling you, it's imperative that we learn, that we are trained. Because in the kingdom is where God lives. When you step outside, you can be in the kingdom of God in you, and you walking all around acting carnal. Amen. That's why the word says to crucify the flesh with its affections and lusts. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. That's flesh. That's the kingdom of darkness. Even though we're in God's kingdom, if we are living or operating in the kingdom of darkness, the devil has access to you. I'll be frank, totally blunt and honest with you. That's why some leave this life early. Not everyone, but some don't live out half their days, but they're saved. But they're carnal. They don't live out all their days here. They go home early because they're not pleasing God. God said, I got to get them out of there. They're hurting my economy. I want y'all to throw something at you right here. If I were to ask you how old you are, you'd have to think back to the year you were born and then say, I'm such and such an age. But that's not your real age. Amen. God said, before you were formed in the womb,
yes.
I knew you.
Yes.
In other words, you existed.
Yes.
Look at this. You existed before time.
Amen.
Before time existed, you existed.
Amen.
Come on, I want to train your mind to think living in the kingdom.
Amen.
See, time does not determine my age.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, I'll say it this way. You can be 80, but really, you're only about 35.
Amen.
You are in your prime.
Amen.
In your spirit, you are in your prime.
Amen.
Your body can be 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. But your spirit, time doesn't determine your age.
Amen.
That's why it's important how you think. And the word says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. In other words, think young. Stop thinking old. Stop determining how old you are by how your body feels. Let your spirit start governing again. Enter in the kingdom and start living in the kingdom and watch how good you feel. Amen. Watch how young you feel. Watch how your mind is creative again. Watch how you love life all over again. We have access right here. As he is there, we are here. A main gate is your thoughts. I said a main gate is your thoughts. They're all different type of gates. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? Look at somebody, tell me,
you're a gate.
Lift up your head.
See,
that's why the word says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Don't enter his gates with your head hung down. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, that the King of glory may come in. Behold, I stand at the door and I'm knocking. Enter my gates with thanksgiving. I'll come in and sup with you. Me and my Father will make our abode with you. That's why we give thanks in all things. For it is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. There are gates everywhere. What Jesus told them when he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail, then he said, whatever you bind. In other words, whatever you lock, it's locked. Whatever you loose, whatever you open, it's going to be opened. So you be careful what you open. Be careful what you say about yourself, what you say about other people. What you say about your children?
Amen.
What you say about your enemy?
Yes.
I told y'all that story about that big old rat. I cursed that rat. That rat made me scared and made me mad. That's a bad combination. I cursed that rat and God showed me. I wasn't thinking about it. I forgot all about it. Holy Spirit said, look at the fence. I looked at the fence and the rat, it was with the tail on it, about that long. It wasn't no mouse. It was a rat. Big, ugly rat. I looked at it. It looked at me. It scared me. I scared it. But why? I went to my Bible. That thing was thrown at the fence. And I know till today it was the same rat. Think about it. What is a rat doing thrown almost through a chain link fence? How did it get there, first of all? And flat and splattered. Except somebody had to throw it real hard. Somebody had to throw that thing. I didn't know spirit law then, but that thing shook me. I said, there's something to this, because I know what I said. And then God showed me what happens. So that, let's segue into this angelic assignment, because angels are assigned to us. One of the key features of the angelic host is that they hearken. They listen for the word of God. I'm not talking about God from the throne speaking it. He's already spoken his word. He sent his word. He said, my word will not return unto me void. So his word is here in the planet. We got saved through the word. Amen. The word is what shapes us and molds us and fashions us and matures us. The word, his word is here. His word should be in your mouth and in your heart. And it should govern your mind and guard the gates of your mind. But the angels hearken. They listen. Your angels. They're always listening for the word. Not the foolishness. Not the unbelief. Not your opinion. They wait and listen for the word. Because the fulfillment of the word in your life is their assignment. Nothing else. When you speak the word, when you decree the word, when you proclaim the word, when you live the word, they hearken. See, you can be speaking without using your mouth. Thank you. Thank you, a few of y'all. Some of y'all speaking and ain't saying nothing. You can talk. It's just like body language. You can say something. I said a whole lot right there, didn't I? Didn't say a word. You emanate something. Spirit. The highest frequency is words. That's why James talks about the tongue. It's a little member.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.